name, sir?
Aaron Nathaniel Kane.
Okay, Mr. Kane. Okay, the Honorable Mr. Leo is going to conduct your hearing at this time, sir. So just hold on. He'll be right with you, sir.
Okay, now.
Okay, can you hear me okay, sir?
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we do have one other this morning. It was Mr. Ford.
Yes, ma'am.
He is requesting to waive his hearing. Would you like to waive him first and then hear this one, or?
No, we don't need to see him. What we need to get from you is a statement from you, and if you can send that to Mr. Turner, could you give her your email address and she could send the waive to you?
Yes, if you send it to sturner@adc.gov.
Did you hear Mr. Turner?
sturner@adc.gov. Okay, that's the same people that our records department sends it to, correct?
I don't get it from the records, I get it from the board, but it'll be sturner at the same email that you guys have now, the azadc.gov.
Okay, then you just need a statement from him?
I need the waiver form that they signed.
Okay, I can do that.
Okay, well, thank you so very much. And that's Mr. Ford, so he's going to waive now. Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. So he's going to waive. Okay, sir, so now you'll hear from Mr. Neal. So just hold on to your phone, sir.
Okay,
doctor.
Okay. You can hear me okay, sir?
Yes, I can.
Okay, would you please state your full name and ABC number for the record, please?
Edward Nathaniel Kena, 154363.
Thank you, sir. We're pleased for the honor of the board to attend the Tennessee this morning, welcome to a community supervision location. I'm going to introduce the board members that will conduct your hearing. We have to your far left on the screen is Honorable Michael Johnson. We have the Honorable Gail Rittenhouse, the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, who's our board chairman. Then to your far right is Honorable Lee Canonis. My name is David Neal, and I'll be your hearing aid today.
Okay.
Also, in the room today, we have the Honorable Mr. Turner from the Department of Corrections, and he'll also represent the parole office today. So, prior to the hearing, sir, you received a notification form advising you of the hearing. Do you remember that form?
Yes, it was stated that it was going to be on the 13th, so I thought they had the wrong date or something like that.
Okay, but you remember the form? So, on that form, you're notified of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or obtain a license of attorney at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney, sir, or are you representing yourself today?
I'm representing myself today.
Okay, this time I'm going to swear you and Mr. Turner in. So, do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, or do you so affirm?
Yes, I do.
I do.
Okay, you're here. Let me get back to the two phases, Dave, sir. In phase one, we will determine if the terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated. But in phase two, we will determine whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. So for phase one, what I'm going to do is I'm going to read the one allegation that's on your warrant, and then I'm going to ask you if it's true or false, okay?
Okay.
So, allegation one, the violation of ordinary condition of supervision number 12A, as demonstrated by your failure to report to Mesa Regional Parole Office 416 North Mesa Drive, number 211, in Mesa, Arizona, by 3 p.m. on the same day after your release on or about September 19, 2018. Your whereabouts are unknown, and thus you were absconded from supervision. Is that true or false, sir?
That's true.
Okay, so based on the admissions of Mr. Tanya, I am going to move to find that he delinquent as that he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision and that he may have lapsed or not lapsed in the criminal areas or the company.
Second. Agree.
Moved by myself, second by Mr. Canonis, agreed by Dr. Wright, Mr. Johnson, and the Rittenhouse. Okay, so we're going to move into phase two in a moment, but before we do this, Mr. Turner is going to give us some background information, so stay on the phone, and I'll get right back with you. And Mr. Turner.
Yes, sir. Kenya was released from ABC custody on 9-19-2018. and arrested on 12/6/2018 by the Coconino County Sheriff's Office. No new charges are noted. Is returned back to ADC custody on 12/10/2018 with an adjusted CSCD of 5/6/2019 with 78 abscond days. Current conviction, 2017, resisting arrest, 1 year, 6 months. Prior convictions, 1998, possession, sale, inhalant, 6 months. 2002, criminal damage, 1 year, 6 months. 2006, possession, sale, inhalant, 1 year, 6 months. 2004, commitment D, count one, possession and sale of inhalant, 1 year, 6 months. 2004, commitment E, count one, possession and sale of inhalant, 1 year, 6 months. 2009, possession and sale of inhalant, 1 year, 6 months. This is his sixth term in ADC with a CUIR score of 2-1, mental health score of 1, substance abuse score of 3. No STG information is noted. Prior terms of supervision, 2000, TIS release, absconded for 36 days, arrested, reached CCD in custody. 2004, TIS release, completed 2 months. 2008, TIS release, absconded for 28 days, arrested, revoked by BOEC. 2015, TIS release, absconded for 6 days, arrested, revoked by BOEC. Disciplinary is minimal. Other arrest, 1998, simple assault, Arizona County Jail. 1999, shoplifting, Arizona County Jail. 2000, trespassing, Arizona County Jail. 2000, simple assault, Arizona County Jail. 2001, disorderly conduct, Arizona County Jail. 2004, criminal damage, Arizona County Jail. He has a GV score of G5, V6.
Thanks, sir. Okay, so we go over the summary of the case supervision now. So, on 23 and 2018, you were to reside at the approved residence of TLC Halfway House. The last one address prior to that was 3612 West El Camino Road in Phoenix, Arizona. So, since you didn't report in when you first were released, where did you go, sir?
I went up north to Tennessee to visit my elderly mother, who's blind and in a nursing home.
Okay, why didn't you check in and then ask permission to make that trip?
I just didn't have enough money to jump on the train, the bus.
Okay. So, did you have any employment while you were out, sir?
I was doing a little bit of artwork too, but that didn't really get me by.
Okay.
Yeah.
And of course, were you a anything like that? Do you have any drug or alcohol problems, sir?
I'm a recovering addict to alcohol and marijuana.
When's the last time you used your marijuana?
When I was out before I was rearrested.
Okay. I don't see it in my fellow board members have any questions. Mr. Turner, you have more information?
Yes, sir. I got one entry I'd like to read for the record. 9/19/2018. On this day, defender Carl states his bus took him to Flagstaff, mocks DOC's method of transportation to the Mason Regional Home Office, which took him to Flagstaff first. States due to this error on DOC's part, he is going to win, to which this officer questioned in the meeting. The statement, offender was directed to report into the Mesa Regional Parole Office on the same day or following day of 9/20/18 for his intake. He never reported.
Okay, thank you, sir. Mr. Canino?
Just a quick question. Mr. Canino?
Yes?
I have to admit this is just a curiosity, but you have a lot of convictions for inhalants. What were the inhalants?
Yes. It was rubber cement, a quarter ounce of rubber cement that you buy in the school section of any department store.
Thank you, sir.
Yes.
Any other questions? No other questions. Okay, so we're going to have an hearing. The board will have a discussion momentarily to make a determination, but before we meet, I give you an opportunity to make a final statement. Anything else you'd like to tell us before we make a decision? We just ask that you only repeat the information we've already covered.
Yes. Well, I'm glad that I'm here trying to rehabilitation of the system. They had told me my release date would be May 6, 2019. That's all I can say is take it one day at a time. I'm going to be myself.
Okay. All right, thank you, sir. So the board will be going into discussion. We'll be talking amongst ourselves and making a determination. You may think we're addressing you, but we won't be. So we ask you to stay on the phone, but remain silent, and you can hear the entire conversation. And once we're finished, I'll be back with you, okay?
Okay.
All right, the board is now in discussion. Well, Mr. Kaler, has quite a long record of impairment and issues, a lot of issues with the impairment, and we have a lot of issues with CIS relief. Based on all the information we have and the reasoning behind not checking in, I don't see Mr. Kaler as a good candidate for return to community supervision at this time. I think he'd be better served to stay where he's at and take any available program, but I'm going to listen to discussion from any of my fellow board members. No discussion. Okay, so based on all the information, warrant 2018W2825, Mr. Kaler's testimony and all the information from the Department of Corrections, I'm going to revoke the community supervision of Mr. Kaler as employed for violating term condition supervision and that lapse or without lapse in criminal ways or company.
Second.
Motion by myself, second by Mr. Kaler, Mr. Green, Dr. Wright, Mr. Johnson, okay, sir, the board has voted to revoke your community supervision at this time. According to the paperwork we have, you're scheduled to be released on May 6, 2019, as you say this. We would suggest that between now and then you take any available programming, especially the AA and NA type stuff, so that you can have a good plan and go visit your mother and not have to worry about Department of Corrections anymore, okay?
All right.
All right. We do wish you the best of luck, and this is what you're hearing, and please put the CO2 back in the phone.
All right, thank you, Robert.
Thank you, sir.